the floater from five. No, take it by Baker. Got it. Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Hit it in right side for 10. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And good afternoon and welcome to the Evelyn Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. The Morehead State Eagles are here looking to add to their lead atop the OVC as they square off with the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Tom Lewis. One game ahead of second place, Western Illinois. MSU will be meeting a Tech squad that has dealt with a bevy of injuries and is struggling right now. While Morehead has won four in a row, Tech has lost its last four. But Tech is moving into desperation mode as the Golden Eagles still have hopes of getting into this year's OVC tournament field, which will make them perhaps a dangerous foe here this afternoon. Stay tuned. We're talking with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes when we continue on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to the Evelyn Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. I'm Chuck Mraz along with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Eagles on the road today taking on Tennessee Tech in conference play. Well, first of all, Preston, four straight wins now, playing very, very good basketball. A great performance the other night at Tennessee State to build on.
Yeah, you know, I really like where our guys are at right now. And, you know, just talking about that Tennessee State game and building on that, you know, we really had our backs against the wall with, you know, not knowing if Deontay was going to be able to play or not. And, you know, Riley and Zach being able to step up and Eddie Ricks in their absence and guys just being able to, you know, play a few more minutes and play a couple different positions than they otherwise normally don't do. And then oftentimes what you worry about that is your offense, your execution, things you're good at. But I thought we were really good with that because we shared the ball. But the thing that we really did, we defended. We defended at a high level, holding those guys to under 50 points and out-rebounding them by double figures. And so that's something that we're going to need to translate and carry over here to tonight as well.
I was looking at the numbers. I think in the last five, six games, you're only giving up about 56 points a game to your opponents.
Yeah, you know, and this team's doing a really good job of understanding, you know, our defense and applying that, applying personnel and, you know, really cerebral group that we've got here and really mature group. And that's just, you know, it's going to be extremely important as you go through league play because you've got to be able to apply all of that stuff in a quick turnaround from Thursday, Saturdays into oftentimes what's going to be a very different opponent. And that's going to be the same thing here today as we take on Tech.
A one-game lead over Western Illinois in the conference standings right now. Does that help your guys keep their focus knowing that pressure is right behind them?
You know, I don't know. You know, that this group, again, they do a nice job of just keeping their focus where we ask them to keep it and trusting the staff and, you know, really only looking at the things that we show them from our opponents. We don't talk much about, you know, a conference race or anything like that. You know, we focus on having a good day. Good practice, preparation, good game, whatever that is. And, you know, I think that's probably the biggest key is trying to keep that focus. But, you know, we're certainly happy to be where we're at the top of the standings. But we know what got us here, and we know what we've got to do to stay there.
Well, Tennessee Tech has lost four straight coming into this game. They're like a MASH unit with so many injuries right now in their ball club. But when they play on their floor and they're a wide-open, talented team, they can be dangerous.
Without question, you know, John does a great job, and he's done a really nice job of just, you know, making adjustments. They've been in some close games, you know. People don't realize, you look at the four losses, but, you know, they've played well in three of those games. They've had their chances, and so that speaks to their kids and their toughness and to John's ability to prepare them because, you know, they're a tough out. You know, anybody on their home court's going to be better, but, you know, they have a lot of unique players and versatility, whether it's, you know, the guy who's playing at the five and Deontay Wood running the point for them. And it challenges our big guys because, you know, Thursday night they were battling down low with Jason Jatobo, and today you might have to guard a guy on the perimeter a little bit. And so it's a very different game. They bring a unique game plan to it, and so we've got to be able to apply the things we've worked on over the last 2 days, you know, to get out of here with a win.
And that's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA bonus pork loin chops are just $1.99 a pound. Dole salad blends are only $3. Four banquet pot pies are just $5. And the large 24-ounce container of Our Family cottage cheese is only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Welcome back to the Hooper Eplin Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. Moorhead State Eagles on the road to take on Tennessee Tech. A good one earlier today. The MSU women pulled off an upset victory over Tech, 65-53, so kudos to them. As for the men's game, Tennessee Tech and Morehead State. Tech led by fifth-year head coach John Pelfrey. 1987 Kentucky Mr. Basketball from Paintsville High School went on to a very fine career at the University of Kentucky. Pelfrey, a record of 48-97 with the Golden Eagles. This year, they're off to a 7-15 mark with a 2-7 OVC record that ties them for ninth place with Southeast Missouri. So right now, when it comes to the conference playoff field, they're on the outside looking in. Tech has lost four straight. That includes a defeat here at home on Thursday to Southern Indiana, 74-71. Here's Coach Pelfrey's lineup, four guards and one forward. The first guard will be Josiah Davis, a transfer from West Virginia, 6'3" sophomore from Kitchener, Ontario, averaging 11 points, about 4 rebounds, and 3.5 assists. The second guard is Kyle Layton, a 6-foot freshman from McKinney, Texas, averaging 3.5 points and 1 rebound. The third guard, Javis Harvey, their top scorer, a transfer from James Madison, the 6'5 senior from Durham, North Carolina, averaging a shade below 16 points a contest and 4.5 rebounds. The fourth guard, Deontay Wood, who played before at both Alabama and Jacksonville, 6'4 senior from Anniston, Alabama, averaging 8.5 points and nearly 4 rebounds a game. The lone forward, Daniel Egwubunwe, 6'7 sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee, averaging almost 8 points and over 6 rebounds a game. Actually, it's Egwubunwe. Let's make sure we get that correct for the young man. For Morehead State, 8th-year head coach Preston Spradlin is at the controls. A record of 131-105. Those 131 victories have him third all-time at MSU in terms of coaching triumphs. The Eagles are 17-5 this year. They lead the OVC with an 8-1 mark. They're 7-5 on the road, 4-1 in the OVC. Won 15 of their last 17, 4 straight. That includes a triumph Thursday night at Tennessee State, 68-49. The lineup for MSU at the point will be Drew Thelwell, 6'3" senior from Orlando, averaging 9 points, 3.5 rebounds, and OVC best 6.2 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, 6'4" graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, which is right outside Kansas City, averaging 16.2 points a game, 8 best in the OVC, and 6.6 rebounds per contest. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5" graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 11.5 points, over 4 rebounds a game. The two forwards, Riley Minix and Zach Ayemi. Minix, a 6'7" graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging just about 19 points a game, just under that. Third best in scoring in the OVC, also third best in rebounding at 8.9 caroms per contest. As for Ayemi, he's filling in for the injured Deontay Miles. Ayemi, 6'9", 260-pound graduate student from Houston, Texas, averaging just over 2 points and just above 2 rebounds per contest. The series between these two teams began in 1950. MSU leads it 94-68. MSU has won 6 of the last 7 and 2 straight over the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech. That includes a January 4th victory at Johnson Arena, 82-57. MSU lifetime in Cookeville, 27-48. Your officials for this ball game, as assigned by the OVC, Mick Fieldbinder, Brian Crocker, and Jeremy Trussell. Morehead State this afternoon taking on Tennessee Tech. Tom Lewis and I will be back to continue our pregame show, and we'll also bring you the tip-off here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. you do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Morehead State at Tennessee Tech this afternoon. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. Starting lineups being introduced. Morehead State will be dressed in black uniforms today with royal blue numbers and letters and royal and gold trim. As for Tennessee Tech, the white uniforms, purple numbers, purple letters, and purple and gold trim. Tom Lewis, let's talk about this game. We know Tennessee Tech is beaten up. They're probably without five players that normally would be with them. It's almost, as we talked to head coach Preston Stradlin, about a MASH unit. But at the same time, this is a team that's always one of the most athletic in the OVC, always dangerous at home. You can't allow them to get out into the open floor and run.
No, and if you think back to a year ago, Chuck, when Morehead State came into this building, Eagles came in with a lot of confidence, and Tennessee Tech punched them right in the mouth. And the Eagles got off to a great start, but then after that, Tennessee Tech put the clamps on and absolutely controlled the basketball game. And that was another one where we thought coming in, Morehead State was the heavy favorite. But you cannot take anyone lightly in the OVC. Sometimes it's the wounded animal that's the most dangerous.
Well,
and, they're playing
desperate
on their home floor. Yeah.
They're desperate. They need to win because they're right now they're out of the OVC tournament picture. They're tied for ninth place with Southeast Missouri. And they need to start getting some wins if they want to fight their way back into it.
Yes, they do. It's going to be tough. But, you know, trap games are something that are, you know, you talk about them a little cliche, but there's a reason that cliche exists. And that's what Morehead State has to avoid today. We saw the Eagles look incredibly sharp just two nights ago at Tennessee State, a game that we thought would be much tighter. And Morehead State just absolutely took charge. It would be great to see the Eagles come out with that same level of energy and focus and cohesion that we saw in that game.
Well, the one thing I've liked about this Morehead State group, Tom, this year is the ability to take things one game at a time. Never get too high, never get too low. They have a lot of veterans on this team, seniors, graduate students, and they seem to be able to compartmentalize their situation from game to game.
They do, and the other thing, Chuck, is they don't seem bothered by entering enemy territory. You look back over the course of this season, they're the only OVC team that has a winning record overall on the road. It could have been even better if they had come up just a little bit more at Indiana. I mean, that's one road game they let get away, but generally they're not bothered going into an opponent's territory and home arena. Let's hope that continues to be the case. This, even though it's not a huge crowd, it can be a loud and intimidating place to play.
It sure can. So talk about how good the Eagles have been dominating the OVC thus far. They're still only a game ahead of Western Illinois, who's 7-2 in league play. You look at it, Morehead State right now is first in shooting percentage offensively at nearly 47% per game, but they're also first in field goal defense at 38.1%. They're third in three-point shooting. They're tops in three-point defense at 28.7. Here's a big stat. They lead in rebound margin, plus 11.1, and that is an outstanding number. And when you go back to Tennessee Tech, they're at minus 5.5. Yep. They're the worst rebounding team in all of the Ohio Valley Conference. In Morehead's victory over Tech back in early January, they out-rebounded the Golden Eagles 45-20.
Yeah, that looks to be a big key today. You kind of took the words right out of my mouth. And, yeah, that's one area where Morehead State has to assert itself again today. But, again today, Morehead State likely without the services of big man Deontay Miles. Now, the Eagles didn't let that bother them two nights ago at Tennessee State. Zach Iemi stepped up. Riley Minix did a tremendous job. And Eddie Ricks coming off the bench helping down low made a huge difference. But, you know, you're missing Deontay Miles. That's a huge presence down low. You can't let that stymie your ability to continue to dominate the boards.
Elsewhere around the OVC today, Tennessee State at home to take on Southern Indiana. SIU Edwardsville hosting UT Martin. Little Rock at Eastern Illinois. Western Illinois is visiting Southeast Missouri. Again, the lineups for Morehead State: Latham, Thelwell, Thomas, Minix, and Iemi. Egbunawe, Harvey, Davis, Layton, and Wood for host Tennessee Tech. Iemi will be in the center circle against Deontay Wood. He's kind of their Swiss Army knife. He can play a lot of different places at 6'4", 210 pounds. MSU traveling left to right on your radio dial as the ball goes into the air, and it's tapped back by Iemi to Minix, who gives it to Thelwell. Thelwell down central across the timeline, angles high right, works it down the wing and back out to Iemi, head of the arc. Right side Lathan and out to Thelwell, 18 on the shot timer. Skips it out front to Minix toward the right corner, driving in Thomas, back out top to Lathan. Right side Thomas fakes, driving in, back to Lathan. Far side Thelwell, 8 to shoot to the baseline, and left wing Lathan, 5 to shoot. Lathan looking in over at Egbunawe, comes in, free throw line jumper, missed it off the iron. Offensive rebound, Minix, a bounce, baseline left to the goal with a right hand layup, it's in.
Lathan showed a lot of poise, not letting the shot clock ticking down really affect him too much, but Riley Minix right there to get the Eagles off to a great start on the boards.
Egbunawe out front controls, holding, looking to Wood. Wood coming left, top of the key, back behind him. He'll go to late, left of the lane, Wood from 10. Air ball taken down by Minix of Morehead State. Riley to the offensive end at the right sideline, back to the line, and Thomas far side fell well, straight away Thomas. Thomas high right against the 2-3 zone. Wide left, Thelwell, far sideline near the hash, and Lathan up top, Thelwell. 15 to shoot for Lathan again at the left wing. 12 on the shot clock, Thelwell has it between the circles to Thomas. He'll dribble it back out, give it to Drew. To the right side, Thomas catch and shoot three. Front of the rim and a miss, and the rebound tapped around, out of bounds baseline under the goal, and Morehead State will get the basketball, as I think it was Egbunawe who got the last piece of it.
Look for Tennessee Tech to switch defenses a lot, and they did on that possession. You mentioned they were in a 2-3 zone. Before that possession ended, before the ball went out of bounds, they had switched to man-to-man.
New 20 on the shot clock. Morehead State works the offense. Left block Minix on Egbunawe. Just outside the block, he'll play it down. They double him back to Thomas at the far wing. Out to Lathan. He'll drive in left of the lane. Knocked down by Harvey and fouled, and that's the first of the game for either team, and it belongs to Tennessee Tech's Javis Harvey.
Just quickly talking about those switching defenses, we were talking a little bit yesterday to MSU associate head coach Scott Combs, and he said that's one thing that Tennessee Tech's trying to do to offset that lack of depth, just trying to keep people a little confused with those gimmicky type changes.
High left Thomas from Minix straight away now after dribbles in. Back to Lathan, who dances back out. Left wing, Thelwell to Iemi at the left elbow. The Minix baseline left, he'll fake, lay it up and in. He's got four, and Morehead State leads 4-0.
Good patience there as he let the defender blow by before he went up strong.
Minix averaging almost 19 points a game. Layton wide left to Wood. Wood holding toward the top of the arc. Coming back up the arc forward is Harvey. Harvey turns right, turns left on Thomas. He'll jump into a 17-footer. High off the iron. Minix another board for Morehead State to Thelwell.
It's almost like Tennessee Tech is conceding the defensive rebound and just trying to get back as quickly as they can to the defensive end.
Lathan high right, coming right to left forward Thelwell. Thelwell toward the top of the key. Near side, Lathan. Right block, Iemi. He'll work on Wood. Big size mismatch. He'll fight to the hole, laying up and in. Boy, he got Wood with an elbow to the jaw as he went up. First two for Zach, 6-0 Morehead State.
Wood not happy letting one of the officials know that he took a shot to the face and thought that should have been a foul.
Kyle Layton just inside the line at the logo on Lathan. Morehead man-to-man out for it. Harvey to the emblem. He'll drive right block to the cutting Wood to the lane. Puts up the five-footer in and out off the glass. Minix another rebound for Morehead State.
It was really Iemi who contested that shot. He's been aggressive on both ends. So far, no foul. That's a good sign for him.
20 on the shot clock for Morehead State. Thelwell dancing high left. Picks up the dribble, spins it back out to Minix around the right to Lathan. Lathan at the arc. Straight away Thomas, far side to Thelwell. Down low baseline left, Minix again. This short shot off the glass, off the rim. No. Off the hands on the rebound of Zach Iemi. So it's Tech basketball to go right to left, 94 feet.
You can tell the Eagles recognize they've got the size advantage. They're trying to attack that low block as much as they can, particularly with Minix.
6-0 early, Morehead State. Harvey out front, around the left side to Egbunawe. Head of the key, Wood, who's on Zach Iemi. High right, Harvey. He'll turn left, driving on Thomas, left of the lane. He'll block. He'll turn to his right, hook it up with the right hand, miss it. Rebound taken out by Lathan. Morehead State wants to push it. Now Lathan slows it down left sideline as he crosses the midcourt stripe toward the left half.
Again, Tech, a great job getting back defensively, shutting down transition.
Lathan dancing out front, works it off to the right, and Thelwell. Thelwell looking in, turns left, top of the key. Back to the right side, Thomas against the 2-3 zone. Right block extended, Iemi, cross court left side. Lathan, catch and shoot, three, got it!
He was deadly from that same spot on the floor two nights ago at Tennessee State. That left wing three, right now he's feeling it.
9-0 Morehead State after Jordan Lathan's first points of the ball game. Working a dribble, Davis takes it to the lane. He'll try to get to the hole. Spin left, got tangled up with Jordan Lathan and Zach Iemi. One of them is picking up a foul. This will go to Zach Iemi. And we should have a timeout. Indeed, we do. We'll step aside. 15:23 left to go in the first half here at the Evelyn Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. Your score, Morehead State 9, Tennessee Tech nothing. I'm Chuck Moraz with Tom Lewis, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
It's not working at all. Nothing's working. Welcome back to Cookeville, Tennessee in the Evelyn Center. Morehead State on top, 9-0 over Tennessee Tech with 15:23 to go in the first half. Chuck Moraz with Tom Lewis. We'll go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State 4 of 7 from the field. Tech 0 of 4. Morehead State 1 of 2 outside the arc. Tech has yet to shoot a 3. Neither team has tried a free throw. Morehead State rebounding 6-1. Turnovers 0-0 at this point.
We talked about how Morehead State got off to a great start here last year, Chuck. Eagles were up by 13 at the 12-18 mark and ended up losing double digits. So despite this great start, they can't let up.
Davis driving baseline left on Thelwell, takes it in with a left-handed score. 9-2, Texas on the board. Thelwell down central, the other way, left to right, across the timeline on Davis. Down the right arc, leave it there for Lathan. Lathan back to his left, back to the near side. Thelwell to the corner, and Thomas, high right, Thelwell fakes, looks toward the corner. Thomas shoots the three, yes sir! Khalil is on the board, and it's 12-2 Morehead State as the Eagles drop inside the half-court line to play defense. Davis to the right of the emblem will play it down on Drew Thelwell. He'll come left toward the elbow. Start in on Eddie Ricks, who came in. Take it to the goal with a left hand, scoop it up and score it off the glass. He's got all four Tech points, 12-4 Morehead State. Ricks is in for Iemi. Ricks has it. Just inside the timeline, coming between the circles, picks up the dribble, high left, gives it to Minix. Minix back behind him, right to left, Lathan for the handoff, near side, high right, Ricks. He'll step into a three ball, off the iron, no. Rebound kicks to the left and off the block area, taken away by Wood and Tennessee Tech. To Davis down the right baseline on the drive. cut off by Thelwell. Still keeps his dribble, trying to back in. Turn, double team, hooks it up, spins out. No, inside the lane. Board taken down by Riley Minix. Drew Thelwell down the middle on Deontay Wood. Left wing Ricks. Cross court Thelwell. Back out to Thomas against the 2-3 again. Thomas returns it to Thelwell. Back to Thomas to the far side. Lathan. Nine to shoot. Thomas, high right, fakes, drives. He got to the goal. Scoops it up high off the glass, off the rim, and good. Five for Khalil. Don't see him take the ball to the basket very often. About two-thirds to three-quarters of his shots come outside the arc.
Yeah, he's taken 193 shots on the year, 150 outside that arc.
14-4 Morehead State, 13-16 to go. Riley Sammons, a 6'7 freshman from Pikeville, Kentucky, in the ballgame now for Tennessee Tech. Davis has it on Thelwell, top of the key. High left to Wood from 16. He hits the jumper. Deontay Wood with his first two. He had 11 in the first matchup against MSU. 14-6 Morehead State. Thelwell down the left sideline at the far wing. Toward the left corner, Lathan fakes. Tries to get in there. Takes it to the lane. To the right of the lane. Turns. One-hander from 10. Uh-uh. Rebound to Davis. Knocked out of his hands, but Sammons has it. He'll weave through traffic. Got it to Davis. Driving on Thelwell. To the right block to the goal. Lays it up and missed it. Rebound. Ricks, Morehead State. Left sideline, Thelwell. Coming across the timeline slowly with a right-hand dribble. To the left of the logo. Turning right off the screen from Ricks. And gives it to Eddie wide left. Down the wing away as he goes and skips it back out to Minix. 16 to shoot. High right Thelwell against the 2-3. Far side Thomas. He'll drive in again. Pull up. Runner from the free throw line. Scoops out. No. Rebound inside. Rodney Johnson, a 6'5 junior from Bryan, Texas, who just reported for Tennessee Tech. Harvey across the line with his team down by 8. 12 minutes to play in the half. Here comes Tech. Harvey down the left arc. Juan Sammons can't find him. Left block Johnson on Thomas. Right of the lane. There's Wood. Another 17-footer. This one doesn't go and bricks the board for Morehead State. To Thelwell. Drew through the middle. Leaves it at the logo for Thomas, who hands it right there to Ricks. Ricks holding, looking. Left wing Minix. Minix against the 2-3. Far side Thelwell. He'll swing back out front. Go to the right side. To Thomas. To Thelwell with 9 on the shot clock. Far side Ricks. Left angle drive to the hole with a right-hand scoop. In and out, no. Tapped up and a miss by Lathan. Tech with the basketball. Harvey the rebound coming the other way right to left. He'll take it down the far wing. Standing dribble there. Turn left. Look inside. No one's home to the near side. He whips it off to Davis. Davis. Head fake. Got to the lane. Fakes once, twice. Puts it up with a right hand from short range and connects. 6 now for Davis. 14-8. Morehead State leads with the basketball. 10:57 to go in the half.
Slash toward the basket, and either the mid-range jumper or kick seems to be what Tech's looking for offensively.
Lathan, right wing Thelwell, cross court Ricks. Wide open, set shot three. Off the iron, no. Tap by Ricks. Didn't go in, but he did take a lot of contact, and he was fouled on the play. And this will belong to Deontay Wood of Tennessee Tech. His first, Tech's second. Takes us to a media timeout. And we'll return in just a moment. 10:44 to go in the first half here in Cookeville. It's Morehead State on the road on top of Tennessee Tech, 14-8. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
After jumping to a 9-0 lead early, Moorhead State on top of Tennessee Tech, 14-8 with 10:44 to go in the first half. The Eagles scoring drought right now, 2 minutes, 48 seconds, 0-4 in their last few field goal tries. We should have Riley Minnick's line right after that foul on Wood, the second on Tech. Moorhead State with, by the way, one team foul. That belongs to Zach Ayemi. Moorhead State has now Jerome Morton, the freshman from Winchester, Kentucky, in the ball game at 6'4", 200 pounds, averaging just under 3 points a game. It's Ricks, Minnix, Morton, Thomas, and Latham. That means with Thelwell out, Latham will run the point. Minnix is line right for two for MSU. Riley, the second-best free-throw shooter in the OVC at 87.7%, will add to that percentage as he cans the first freebie. Riley Minnix, 5 points in this ball game, 6 rebounds already. Second free throw will roll and go as well. He's got 6 as he works his way toward another double-double. He's got 9 of those this season. Davis lets the ball roll across the timeline on the inbound. He'll head toward the right hash on Morton. Rohn fronts him. He's trying to get around it, but can't do it. He'll drive the wing to the baseline. Got to the block. Morton fell down, and Davis lays it in. Little stop-and-go move, and Jerome went sailing across the baseline.
Jerome didn't stop.
16-10, Moorhead State. Left wing Ricks, cross-court, Latham. Latham dribbles it. High right, wide left, Thomas. Near side, Latham. He'll catch, fire a three, spins out, no. Right block rebound. Take it away by Rodney Johnson of Tennessee Tech. Harvey with it now. Turns left. Morton stays with him. MSU man-to-man. He'll take it left to the lane. Kick out near side. Davis, he'll bring it back out top. Back to the near side. Harvey, open from three-point land. Nails it, and Ricks fouls him. A possible four-point play coming up for Davis.
And that's a good call against Eddie Ricks. The officiating has really started guarding against that kind of foul where you come in and undercut a guy who goes up for a shot on the perimeter and get under where he's supposed to be coming down.
Basket was by Harvey, whose line left. He's 79.3% from the free throw line, 8th best in the OVC. Free throw up, it'll curl out, no good. Moorhead State, Minnix, another rebound, number 7. 16-13 as the gap is closed. Tech within 3. Moorhead offensive end. Ricks at the left side. Hands it to the sideline. Coming back up for Thomas. He'll dribble out. Go high right. Latham. Wide left. Thomas. He'll shoot the 3. Bang it off the heel of the iron. No. Minnix had the offensive rebound with a Tech player. Egbunawe all over his back, but no call. And now Ayemi comes in for MSU, replacing Thomas. Could have been a foul.
Mm-hmm.
Moorhead State will have a fresh 20 on the shot timer. Baseline left. Riley Minnix will trigger the inbound. Far wing Ricks out to Latham straight away. Latham one step in. Near side, Morton. Back out to Latham. 15 to shoot. Far side, Ricks against the 2-3. One bounce. Ricks down toward the corner. Minnix had trouble for a moment. 8 to shoot. Ricks now controls up top. He'll take it left of the lane. 5 to shoot. Latham straight away. The 3. Swish!
Give Latham a lot of credit right there, Chuck. He made himself available for that pass. He actually saw that he needed to change the spacing, took a couple of steps further to his left down the arc to make sure he could get that pass, and then a great shot.
19-13, Moorhead. Davis, right angle, trying to work it on Latham. Double team straight away. Johnson toward the near corner. Harvey angles in, takes it to the goal, feeds it up off the glass and the miss, and the whistle and the foul. This is probably Jerome Morton. And for Jerome, number 1. For Moorhead State, number 3. As Drew Thelwell prepares to check in for the Eagles, Layton will come into the Tech lineup. Harvey will be line left, where he will get 2. just missed one. He's got 3 points on a triple in this contest. Harvey's first free throw and up and in.
Well, accent on the Tennessee Tech uniforms, I'm not sure I've seen before. The player names on the back of the jerseys in cursive.
Yeah, and there are some people who can't read that now. Second free throw, nothing but net. Harvey, he's got 5. 19-15 MSU as Thelwell brings it down the floor as Tech drops inside the arc in that 2-3 zone again. Thelwell out front. Right wing Latham. Out to Thelwell, to the left and Ricks. Back out to Thelwell, around the right to Latham as they survey that defense and try to find an opening. Cross court, Thelwell toward the left corner. Minix, 9 to shoot. Riley to the baseline, double team. Jump feed right side, Ricks straight away. Thelwell, 4 to shoot. Far side, Minix, 2 to shoot. He'll launch a 3, side of the rim, no floor. Rebound to the corner, saved in by Latham, but right to Egbunaway. 3-on-2, Tech break. Harvey, near side, will step into a 3, spins out, no good. The board, Minix for Morehead State to Thelwell near sideline. Thelwell turns left, top of the key, far side, Ricks. He'll jump into a 3 ball. That curls out, no good. Baseline left, rebound for Davis. Morehead State having trouble shooting threes today.
The Eagles have missed 8 of their last 9 shots overall.
Yeah. MSU, 3 of 10 from beyond the arc. Davis drives right corner. Clears it back out to Johnson. Left angle to Egbunaway, knocked away. Somehow he got it back from Minix to the near side. Hands it off to Harvey. Straight away, Egbunaway. 6 to shoot. Egbunaway on Ricks. Looking. He'll fade and fire from 19. Jumper wouldn't go. Floor rebound left corner. Harvey. And Tech resets. Johnson has it at the near side. Out to Layton. Right side, Davis. Right angle drive to the goal. Feeds it up. Missed it over. Zach Iemi. Rebound. Minix got it to Layton. Here come the Eagles. Far corner, Thelwell. High left, Minix for 3. Got it.
Minix with 9 points, 9 rebounds, and we still have over 7 minutes to play in the first half.
And we've got a timeout taken by Tennessee Tech, and we'll stretch this into a full, so we'll step aside. 7:08 to go in the first half here in Cookeville at the Eblen Center, Morehead State 22, Tennessee Tech 15. I'm Chuck Moraz with Tom Lewis, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Morehead State leads at Tennessee Tech with 7:08 to go in the first half, 22-15. I'm Chuck Moraz with Tom Lewis. MSU, 2 of its last 10 from the field. Tech has not had a field goal in the last 2 minutes, 45 seconds. As we go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, Morehead State, 8 of 20 from the field, 40%. 4 of 11 outside the arc, 2 of 2 at the line for Tech. 6 of 16 from the floor, 37.5%, 1 of 2 from 3-point land, 2 of 3 at the line. MSU winning the battle of the boards, 14-9. Turnovers right now, not a single one yet in the ballgame. And, Tom, you pointed out a very big stat for Morehead State here a moment ago during the break.
Yeah, it really ties back to one of our keys to the game, and that was Morehead State continuing its dominance on the boards against the worst rebounding team in the OVC. Morehead State with 4 offensive rebounds today, leading the second-chance points battle 9-0. This is the second straight game, and there's plenty of time left in this one, but think back 2 nights ago, the Eagles only allowed 3 offensive rebounds against Tennessee State. So far today, they've only allowed 1 against Tennessee Tech.
Ricks, Morton, Thelwell, Iemi, and Thomas from Morehead State. Davis, Harvey, Wood, Layton, and Sammons now, who returns for Tennessee Tech. Layton across the timeline down central, works on Thelwell as he just gets inside the line. Toward the left elbow to Wood. Wood wants the cutting Layton. He can't get open. Kicks it to the near side to Harvey. He went one way, the ball the other. Out of bounds to Morehead State. That is the first turnover of the ball game. Inbound near side, backcourt Thomas on the hop to Thelwell. Thelwell right-hand dribble, gets him across the line. Skips it down the right arc to Thomas. Again, the zone for Tennessee Tech. Up top by Emmy, a bounce to his left. Left to right behind him for the handoff. Thelwell. He'll go to the left wing toward the corner. And to Thomas, a bounce and back out. Thelwell, 13 to shoot. Thelwell on the drive, puts it up off the right angle from 5. Missed the shot. Iemi knocked down as he tried to tip in, and it's going to be a foul on Tennessee Tech. I think it's Wood again, and that is his second, the third on the Golden Eagle.
Coach John Pelfrey not happy, and honestly, Chuck, Iemi very easily could have been called for going over the back on that tip try.
New 20 on the shot clock. Morton almost under the glass, baseline left inbounds, far hash to Thelwell. Back to the far corner. Morton drives in, can't find a shot, and clears it back out to Thelwell. Thelwell drives the left arc, got it to the baseline, takes it to goal, wraparound layup try, partially deflected. Iemi battling for the rebound, saved into the far corner off the hardwood. Davis has it, possible 3-on-2. Harvey, left angle drive to the hole, laid it up and missed it. Floor rebound, left block, Thelwell, Morehead State. To the right side, Thomas. He'll back to the corner, fade, fire a 3, yes sir!
Pretty shot by Khalil Thomas. Faked the drive. Little step back to get the space. And nothing but the bottom of the net.
8 points for Khalil. Morehead stayed up 25-15. Layton driving left of the lane. Ran into Iemi. Turns right back to the free throw line. Back behind him, Davis. Left block, Wood. Wood takes it to his right. Goes to his left. Blocked by Iemi. Out of bounds. Went off of Wood's hand. He's not happy about the call, but we could see it from here as he was at the baseline. The ball hit his left hand and went out of bounds, and it will be MSU basketball to go left to right 94 feet.
I think, honestly, he thought he was fouled by Iemi. I think I saw him mouth foul.
And Morehead State sends in Minix and Lathan. Out goes Morton and Iemi.
The Eagles obviously have Tennessee Tech frustrated right now.
Thomas inbounds to Thelwell as they chat a bit as Drew walks it up the floor with Morehead State up by 10, 5:30 to go until halftime. Ricks controls out front, high right, Latham with it. Wide left, Ricks at the far sideline, up for Thelwell. He'll circle out front. Behind his head, he throws it to the far side to Ricks. It was deflected out of bounds at the Tech bench, and who's going to get the basketball? The official said Morehead State for a moment, then talked to John Pelfrey and switched the call, but I think that is the right call.
I do too, Chuck.
I think Eddie touched it last. Backcourt, far hash, inbounding Tennessee Tech. Egbunaway into Davis. Morehead State, man-to-man as always, 5:15 to go in the half, up by 10. Davis right wing, straight away Johnson. Johnson fakes, left to right behind him, Harvey. Harvey at the left angle, wide right Davis. He'll launch a left-handed 3, off the iron, no. Floor rebound, taken down toward the corner by Sammons, back to the near hash and Harvey.
Latham a little too concerned about boxing out, didn't know where the basketball was.
Harvey bounces the ball off his foot, tracks it down at the logo, coming forward, high left. He'll step into a 3 and bag it. He's got 8 points. He's their best scorer, and you can't leave him wide open like that.
I believe that's the first second-chance points of the game for Tennessee Tech.
25-18, Morehead State leads. Minix, top of the key, back to the goal. Works on Harvey. Plays it off to the near side. Ricks dancing left, comes down the lane, lost the ball into the breadbasket of Egbunaway. Ahead to Davis, back to Egbunaway. Baseline left for the layup, count it, and he's fouled. he'll get a free throw. The foul will go on Jordan Lathan, who was frustrated. Fourth Morehead State foul, the first on Jordan. Morehead State up by five.
So much for the Eagles having the Golden Eagles frustrated. That's turning just a tad right now.
4:20 left to go in the half, and Egbunawe is lined left for a free throw after hitting the layup. For his first 2 points, 54% at the line, the free throw's in. 25-21, the Morehead State lead at four as the Eagles head up the hardwood left to right through the logo, Thelwell. Thelwell against the 2-3 zone. Right wing at the arc, Lathan. He'll circle back out front. Far side, Thomas. Thomas clears it wide right to Lathan. Lathan stepping left, top of the key. Back to Thomas at the far wing, 10 to shoot. A long three high off the rim, no. Left block rebound, Johnson for Tennessee Tech. Boy, that was about 25 feet out. Harvey the other way on Lathan, turns right, had a screen by Johnson, clears it near side, Davis. He'll angle in, right block, scoops it up off the glass and through.
Not much else that Eddie Ricks could do defending there. He tried to make sure he didn't foul, went up strong, and just a nice loft on that shot to get over Ricks's outstretched hands.
Davis with 10, Morehead by 2, 25-23, 3.5 to play first half. Eagles offensive end, 16 to shoot. Thomas skips it, far arc, Minix. He'll catch, fire the three, in and out, In the lane, the rebound, Egbunawe for Tech. Tech on an 8-0 run. Harvey high left. Wide right to Davis. Driving on Ricks, got to the goal, left block, feeds it up, partially blocked by Ricks, taken off by Minix. Riley in traffic, left sideline, offensive end to Thelwell. Back to the cutting, Minix, who lays it in with two hands. 11 now for Riley Minix to go along with 9 rebounds. And we've got a timeout taken, I think, by MSU, and I think they're going to make this a full. They do. So, again, we'll step out. 2:58 to go until halftime here in Cookeville. Your scores, Morehead State 27, Tennessee Tech 23. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
27-23. Morehead State on top of Tennessee Tech with 2:58 to go in the first half. Going inside the numbers, Morehead State from the field 38.5%, 10-26, while Tech is 9-22, almost 41%. Morehead State's already taken 14 threes, made just 5. Tech 2-4 outside the arc at the free throw line. MSU 2-2. That was Riley Minix. Tech is 3-4, rebounding 17-13 Morehead, turnovers 2-2.
A little bit of a quirky stat. Both of these teams playing with short benches. Tennessee Tech and Morehead State both have only used 7 players today. Neither team has a bench point so far.
Layton across the line, straight away Johnson on Iami, driving left to the lane to the block. Fakes once and then goes back out to Kyle Layton. Clears it off to the right side. Davis driving on Thelwell at the right angle. Cut off, double team. Throw it into the hands of Minix as he tried to pass it. Minnick's right angle drive. Got to the lane, tries to back into the goal, and I think Harvey, with too much body defending him, picks up a foul. That's indeed the call, and that's the second on Javis Harvey. Fourth on Tech. Wood has the other two. They're two best players. And speaking of Wood, he'll come in for Layton. Morehead State will get an inbound baseline right with 25 to shoot. Riley Minnix will put the ball in play with 2:32 to play in the half. Right corner, Layton, wide open, catch, shoot the three. Rims off, no offensive rebound, baseline left. Iani reverse on the layup, score it.
And again, we saw him do it once at Tennessee State. The good recognition to know when to go to the reverse side to avoid a potential blocked shot.
Four for Zach. Morehead State leads by six. Wood between the circles. To the left arc. Hands it off there to Egbunawe. He'll turn right, come to the lane, Euro step, and then back out to Wood. High right, Johnson. Johnson from the near side threw an air ball three right into the hands of Davis, who missed the layup. Latham the board for Morehead State. Right sideline. Here comes Thelwell hustling to the offensive end. Thelwell wide right against the 2-3 zone. Turns left, comes up top. High right, Latham. Latham turns left. Far side, Thelwell. Drew snakes his way to the left block. Puts it up off the glass, off the rim. No. Rebound fought for. Iami over the back picks up a foul. His second. And for Morehead State, number five. Riggs, Morton, and Latham have the other three.
Thelwell.
One each.
Thelwell now 0-3 from the field.
That one he kind of pushed up there.
Yeah.
Didn't look like he really shot it, Tom, with a whole lot of confidence.
Haven't seen him take a lot of shots of late, and doesn't seem to be super confident when he does, and he's generally a really good shooter.
29-23, Morehead State by six. A minute and a half to play in the first half. Tech with the ball. Late back in there, leaves it on the hop between the circles. Harvey driving on Thomas to the right block for the goal. Put up blocked by Minnix, but Thomas with the body got him for the foul. And for Khalil, his first, number six on MSU, it will be a two-shot foul situation for Tennessee Tech. And this will be Javis Harvey, line left for the Deuce. He is 2 of 3 at the line, has 8 points thus far this afternoon. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM. WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Harvey missed the first free throw and misses the second one as it curls the iron and comes out into the awaiting arms of Eddie Ricks. Thelwell with it now across the line, high right, right behind him, coming for it, Latham. Latham dancing up top to the right corner, Thomas to the baseline, wide right, Thelwell. 14 on the shot clock. We're at a minute to go in the half. Left corner, Ricks. He'll come down the baseline into Harvey. Cut off there with 58 seconds to go. Now we're at 5 to shoot. Minnix curls around a defender. Harvey lays it up and in with the right hand.
I didn't think Minnix had anywhere near enough room on that baseline to get around Harvey to the baseline side, but somehow drop-stepped around him and got to the open look.
13 for Riley, 31-23, Morehead State.
A double-double for Riley Minnix.
Layton hands it, far wing Wood, spinning on Jordan Latham. He's in the corner with 8 to shoot, 28 seconds to go. He'll fight to the lane, put up the one-hander, in and out and back in again. Wood with 4. 31-25 MSU.
Still lobbying for a foul. Thought he absorbed too much contact on that shot.
14 seconds to go in the half. Down the right wing, Drew Thelwell, 8 seconds to go. Turns left, far side. Jordan Latham, he'll drive baseline left. Pull-up jump shoot from 15, rims off, no. Rebound taken away by Egbunawe. Fires it from about 90 feet and just goes under the net. No good, and that's how the half will end. Well, Morehead State has the lead at the break. Your score, halftime here in Cookeville, Tennessee, in the Evelyn Center. It's Morehead State, 31, Tennessee Tech, 25. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. Our halftime report is coming up right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
State leads at Tennessee Tech at the half, 31-25. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Tom, it looked like it was going to be easy early. The Eagles jumping out to a 9-0 lead, but stubborn Tech would just not go away.
No, similar to last year's game here, Chuck, when Morehead State jumped out to a 13-point lead at about the 12-minute mark, and Tennessee Tech came back and ended up winning that game. So just because you get out of the gate quickly doesn't mean you're going to be able to cruise the rest of the way. And give Coach John Pelfrey and his crew a lot of credit, a lot of grit, not giving up. They're undermanned, undersized, but they're not going away quietly.
Nope, absolutely not. Let's look at the numbers courtesy of Whitaker Bank for the first 20 minutes of action. First of all, for Tennessee Tech, the top scorer and their lone player in double figures, Josiah Davis, he's got 10. From there, Javis Harvey, their leading scorer on the season, with 8 points. 4 points coming from Deontay Wood. Another three from Daniel Egbunaway. No other Tech player scored. Tennessee Tech, 10 of 25 from the field, 40%, 2 of 5 outside the arc, 3 of 6 at the line, out-rebounded by MSU. 20 to 16 Tech with 3 offensive boards, 4 assists, 3 turnovers, 2 steals. Turning to the Morehead State side of the ledger, Riley Minix with a game-high 13 points leads the way. 8 points coming from Khalil Thomas, 6 points Jordan Lathan, 4 points Zach Iemi. Drew Thelwell, Eddie Ricks, and Jerome Morton played but didn't score. MSU 12 of 31 from the field, just under 39%, 5 of 15 outside the arc, 2 of 2 at the line. Again, winning the rebounding battle 20 to 16. Morehead State with 6 offensive rebounds. As we mentioned, Riley Minix, 13 points, already 10 rebounds, has notched his 10th double-double of the season and his 68th of his college career, which includes Southeastern Florida. Morehead State with 4 assists in the ballgame, 3 turnovers, 2 steals. Your score at the half, Morehead State 31, Tennessee Tech 25. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Hillshire all-natural lunch meats are just $4.49 a pack. Sargento shredded or sliced cheese is only $3. And speaking of just $3, the 16-ounce can of Pillsbury Grands biscuits is also only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Megan Boone, Director of the Center for Career Development and Experiential Education and Co-Director of Level Up. Megan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Samantha.
So can you tell anyone who's not familiar, what is Level Up at MSU?
Level Up Experience Your Future is a student success-focused initiative. It began in fall of 2021, so we're in our third year, and its goal really is to ensure that our graduates have experience in real-life career skills and that they develop some job attainment skills. So it's a twofold initiative. It occurs within major courses, so within a student's field of study. They develop one of five career skills to a professional level of mastery. And so those five career skills are skills that are in demand by employers and graduate programs.
Okay, and so how have faculty worked these into some of their curriculum? Can you give us examples?
Sure, it's a little bit different. So the courses have to be structured such that there is a hands-on experience as part of that. So that's either Ed Abroad, a service learning project, an internship, or some form of undergraduate research. So for example, we have a faculty teaching a creative dramatics class, and they're using service learning as their hands-on experience to develop professionalism. And those students are getting the opportunity to not only build a theater education related lesson plan, but then they did a workshop for elementary age, middle school age children in the local community and actually got to implement that lesson plan and try it out. So that would be one example.
And so when students graduate, having gone through one of these courses, how does the Level Up translate to what they walk away with?
Yeah, so the Level Up courses, the career skill is one component of it, and that's the component where they're developing the career skill. The second component is learning how to articulate or prove that they're developing the career skill. So they're also taught what's called the STAR method. It stands for situation, task, action, result. And it's a very structured way of proving that they've developed that skill. And so it comes from the human resources industry. So at the end, if the student reaches mastery in the career skill, plus they are able to prove that, then they earn this distinction. And I say all that to say that only about 30% of the students who are in a Level Up course actually earn that distinction. A distinction is the highest honor the university really bestows on students. So that distinction is going to show on their transcript. We really view Level Up as a resume builder for our students and a differentiating factor for our students, right? They're learning the theoretical concepts in their major, but this takes it a step farther and ensures that they have some hands-on experience within their major to point to. And then they can also talk about it.
And are employers giving feedback about these students?
Yes, so our employers, we are hearing very, very positive things from employers about our students' abilities to interview well, and then once they start the job, to really understand what it means to be a part of a team or to be a good oral communicator and all of the career skills that they're developing.
Sounds good. Megan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Megan Boone. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead State leads at the half at Tennessee Tech, 31-25. I'm Chuck Moraz with Tom Lewis. Other scores from around the Ohio Valley Conference. A couple of other halftime scores. UT Martin leads at SIU Edwardsville. A bit of a surprise, especially the margin of that lead, 46-20 in favor of the Skyhawks. Elsewhere at the half, it's Little Rock on top at Eastern Illinois, 31-24. 7:53 left to go in the first half. Southern Indiana leads Tennessee State 19-16. And with 7 minutes to go in the first half, in Cape Girardeau, Western Illinois on top of Southeast Missouri 22-15. Once again here, it's 31-25. Tom, a quick thought about the second half for Morehead State?
One thing I'd like to see the Eagles do a little bit more of, Chuck, and they're not getting beaten on the boards, but I don't think they're taking full advantage of the advantage that they have on the glass, and in particular, second-chance points. They're up 11-3 in that category, but they definitely have the size advantage, and I'd like to see the Eagles attack maybe a little bit more down low. The other thing I'm going to be looking at is Drew Thelwell. He's 0-3 today, and we've not seen him take a shot with confidence. And he's still distributing the ball. He's got 3 assists already on the day, but I'd like to see Drew somehow get involved a little bit more as a scorer for the Morehead State offense here in the second half.
Once again, your score at halftime, 31-25. Morehead State on top of Tennessee Tech. Second half coming your way in just a moment on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires,
the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64 Exit 133 in the Industrial Park.
State getting set for the second half, leading at Tennessee Tech 31-25. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. Earlier today, the MSU women, a nice victory over Tech, 65-53. So, Morehead State's basketball team's looking for a sweep this afternoon here in Cookeville. Tennessee Tech will have the ball to open the second half. They've got Harvey Davis, Leighton Wood, and Egbunaway on the floor. Morehead State answering with Minix, Thelwell, Thomas, Iemi, and Lathan. That's Morehead starting five. Egbunaway inbounds backcourt. Leighton. Leighton comes across the timeline on Jordan Lathan. Right of the block, he goes to Davis. Davis on Thelwell, trying to back him in. Puts a pass in, deflected by Iemi. Picked off by Jordan Lathan. He'll take it one-on-two the other way for the layup. He's grabbed and basically tackled by Kyle Leighton.
That's being called an intentional foul, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, that was an easy one to call. Jordan Lathan was tackled. And so now Lathan will get a couple of free throws, and Morehead State will get the basketball. That was a little too obvious.
Yeah.
Kyle Leighton with his first personal foul and the first of the half on either team. You always worry about when you see Leighton hit the deck with that right shoulder that's been an issue for him all season long, a chronic problem, and he's fought through it in many games. Fortunately, there he was able to avoid falling on it. Leighton with 6 points thus far today, averages over 16 a game. Good free throw shooter, 75.5% for the year. Last game went over the 1,000-point mark for his college career, which also includes, of course, Milwaukee and UTEP. And the official says, okay, Jordan, come on out here and take the basketball and shoot some free throws. Strange way to start the second half.
Really?
First free throw up, and it's perfect. 7 point for Jordan Lathan.
Just the third free throw attempted by Morehead State so far today.
Another reason to start taking that ball inside.
Yep. First half, half of Morehead State shots came from outside the arc.
Lathan drills the second free throw. Morehead State up by 8 will now get the basketball, a chance to push that lead back up to double digits. Been there before today. Lathan will inbound, baseline left, 27 showing on the shot clock. He'll clear it out toward the left hash, and Thelwell, he'll turn right, come top of the lane. Free throw line, back for the goal, Minix. High right, kicks it back out to Lathan. 20 on the shot clock, he'll take it down the wing as he drives it. Bounce right block extended, Minix, 15 to shoot, double team. Back toward the corner, Lathan, right angle drive to the lane, jump stop down low, baseline left for the stuff, it's Iemi. Zach was 6, and I think they can get a whole lot more of that.
Yep.
And the lead, just like that, back to 10 for Morehead State, 35-25. Tech offensive end, Wood, toward the top of the arc, Iemi backed off. He'll drive toward the left elbow, clear it to the near side, catch and shoot three for Lathan, who hits it. So you have a Lathan and a Lathan out there.
Good ball movement that time by the Golden Eagles, reversing the floor and waiting for the good shot.
Thelwell picks up his dribble inside the line. Ball knocked away from Jordan Lathan. Iemi had it, but tapped it to Lathan. Lathan toward the left block has it batted from behind and out of bounds baseline left by the quick hands of Josiah Davis. 15 showing on the shot clock. Morehead State will have Lathan inbounding. Top of the key, Thomas on the catch to Lathan at the left wing. 12 to shoot. Lathan on the drive to the left, blocked at the baseline, fades and fires and misses. Offensive rebound, Iami, 7 to shoot. He didn't hit iron. They've got a hustle. It goes down to Thomas. Back baseline right to Iami, who lays it in with two hands.
Like you said, Eagles could get a lot more of that. Two straight trips, they found Iami at point-blank range.
Zach now with 8 points. 37-28 MSU. Wood between the circles, right to left behind him for the handoff. Layton dancing left, turning right, coming to the elbow. Bounce left to the lane. There's Wood from 15. Jumper wouldn't go. Minix fights for the rebound. Took it away from Agbunaway, and he'll jog it down the hardwood to the offensive end of the right hash. Left to right out front. Straight away, Lathan controls. Lathan to the right side, and Thomas. Right block extended, Minix. Minix on Wood, turns right to the baseline. Skips it back out to the driving Thomas. The running one-hander from 7. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Near side, Thelwell. Left angle drive straight away to Lathan. Off his hands, knocked away. And another foul on Tennessee Tech's Kyle Layton as he grabbed Lathan, who was trying to get the loose ball. Just held on to him again.
We may have a video review on this, Chuck. Lathan did appear to make contact with the Tennessee Tech player's face. And our lead official has gone over to the scorer's table, and it looks like he's at the video monitor right now.
And both teams will head to their respective bench areas while they take a look at the replay. The ball was loose, kind of bouncing around, and Lathan was battling Layton for the ball. And Layton actually grabbed Jordan Lathan, and Lathan trying to fight free to get the basketball, knocked down Layton. Odd start to the second half.
Yep.
Continues. Morehead State with a 9-point lead. We've only played about 2.5 minutes in this second stanza. Morehead State's basketball team will be back at home on Thursday for matchups against SIU Edwardsville. The women's game to start at 6, time to start the pregame show at 5:45. The men's game will be on ESPNU, so it will be a late start. Mark it down, 9 p.m. I'll be there with no-dos in hand at 8:45.
Party's just getting started in Morehead on a Thursday night at 9 o'clock.
That's true. That's true. Hopefully it'll be a party that night with a couple of MSU victories.
Exactly. All three officials huddled near midcourt now discussing the situation.
Yeah. A very involved discussion between the trio. We'll see how things shake out. Tom is going to go down to where they have the ESPN Plus crew to kind of listen in, where the official is explaining exactly what's going to be called here in this situation. I'm kind of curious to find out myself, because fouls could go either way or both ways.
Flagrant foul one on Morehead State's Jordan Lathan. And so Tennessee Tech will get 2 free throws and then possession of the basketball.
I'm surprised they didn't at least call a foul on Layton for grabbing Lathan. Those two are kind of going at it right now here early in the half.
Yeah. Officials have let them play today. I wouldn't be surprised now at this point, though, if they blow the whistle a little bit more frequently.
Layton is 6 of 6 at the free throw line for the season. 2 tries here. First one will rattle and go. He's got 3 points now in the game on an earlier field goal to start the second half of the Tech offense. Layton with the next one up and in. So he makes them both, and now we're at 37-30. Morehead State with Tech to get the ball. Backcourt, far hash. Daniel Agbunaway, the Little Rock transfer, will inbound. Harvey runs back to catch it, bring it across the line toward the far sideline.
One of those early opportunities in the half where Morehead State would love to get a defensive stop and nip any potential momentum in the bud.
Harvey on Minix tries to go up and under with a short shot, curls out. No, Minix slaps the rebound to the hardwood, then catches it on the bounce and gives it to Lathan. Lathan, offensive end for Morehead State, fronted by Layton. Minix a screen. Jordan rolls to the right hash with the basketball, keeps his dribble, angles in, fakes, looks. High left, threw it to Thomas and behind him and out of bounds. Morehead State turns it over for the fourth time. This is one of those things, just settle down and play.
Yeah.
Wood inbounds toward the midcourt line. Backcourt gives it to Leighton. Tech with it. Down by seven. High left, Wood. Wood on Minix. Morehead man-to-man. Right to left, Davis has it. Driving left of the lane on Leighton to the baseline. A lot of contact. No call. Kick out high left, Wood. Wood down the far wing. Gives it to Harvey. Goes toward the corner off a screen. He'll shoot the three. Miss it. Rebound, Ricks inside the lane. Eddie just came in the ballgame. Right wing, Minix. Minix at the right angle. Bangs his way to the lane. Tries to put up a shot. Blocked out of his hands. Davis with it. A possible three-on-three. Pass back behind him to Egbunaway with a left-hand layup. It's in.
Oh, it was Egbunaway who set that up with the help side defense to come over and knock the ball loose. And then he did a good job running, trailing on the fast break, and got rewarded with the points.
Leighton, right hash with his team up by five. Far side, Thelwell drives into the lane. Kick out to the wing, and Thomas. Right block, Minix. Minix in a double team, triple team. Straight away, Thelwell, near side, Leighton. Leighton took a bump from Davis, and a foul on Josiah Davis, number one, number two on Tech. And we have a media timeout. 16:06 to go in the ballgame in Cookeville. It's Morehead State 37, Tennessee Tech 32. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. It's basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, Morehead State has led early in the second half by 10. That lead has been sliced in half. It's at 5 at 37-32 with 16:06 remaining in the contest. And a flagrant foul, actually two flagrant fouls here early in the second half. And Tom mentioned probably a good point that we may see the whistles tightening up just a little bit here to kind of make sure the physical play does not get out of hand.
Won't definitely happen, but it won't surprise me.
Morehead State shooting 40% from the field, under 39% for Tech, rebounding 26-16. Morehead State, when you talk about turnovers, 5-3 MSU. It's kind of going inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
Early and small sample size, but we talked about, felt like at halftime, Morehead State needed to work more to get the ball inside, not rely so much on the perimeter shot. We've not even played 4 minutes in the second half, but of the four Morehead State field goal tries, not one has come outside the three-point line.
Left sideline inbound, Eddie Ricks in Morehead State with 20 on the shot clock after the Tech foul against the 2-3 zone. Thelwell controls up top. Leaves it wide left, Ricks out for it. Up the sideline, Thomas now takes it. Fires it back out to Thelwell. He'll drive the right arc, turn left, come top of the key, turn to his right. Looking, bounce to the far side, Ricks in the corner, along the wing, Leighton, he'll jump into a three, bottom of the glass, no, rebound, knocked to the hardwood, baseline left, picked off by Leighton for Tennessee Tech, he'll race offensive end, far sideline, stop at the wing, between the legs dribble, drive the angle on Ricks, fakes him in the air, straight away, Davis, he'll take it to the lane, up and under he goes by Thomas, missed the scoop layup, whistle foul, I think it's on Khalil. And it is, and his second, and Morehead State's second. And Davis will be line right for two. 61% free throw shooter, has yet to try one from the charity stripe. 10 points in the ball game. And Tech, down by 5, has a chance to draw a bit closer. He'll squat, shoot with the left hand, and connect. 4-point game. Davis with 11 to lead his team. Davis takes his time as the crowd quiets a bit. The second free throw is perfect. He's got 12. The lead at 3 for Morehead State, 37-34. Down Central, Thomas brings it down. That's unusual. Thomas waves out. Thelwell, he'll come out left to right and take it. Right hash to Lathan. Lathan, jump feed, high right. Thelwell back out to Ricks. Now they're going to do almost a man-to-man. Ricks down the lane. He'll fake once, put it up from 3. It'll roll and go. And he saw the lane, saw the path to the goal, and took it for his first 2 points.
But he was also smart not to over-drive and run over the defender. Nice soft touch on that floater.
Ricks averages 7.5 points a game. Straight away, it's Wood. Slowly down the left wing with a dribble. Minix gives him space. Now he'll bang into him near the block. High right. Egbunaway driving on Ricks to the goal with a layup. Off the glass, off the rim, no. Baseline right. Rebound tapped to Minix. Morehead State with it. Riley to the offensive end down the left sideline. Straight away, Thomas. Far side, Ricks, and back out to Thomas. To the left, and Thelwell. He'll turn right. Come. Got it down low to Minix. The double team. Lay it up. Baseline left. In and out, no. Somehow that thing kicked loose and tech the rebound. Egbunaway comes down the floor with it after getting the rebound. Wood comes around behind him for it. High right, the ball worked off to Harvey. Gets it to the cutting Wood. He'll drive, scoop, score.
That was a sweetly designed and executed little pick and roll. Riley Minix didn't know which way to go, whether to switch off or not, and got lost, and Tennessee Tech took advantage.
39-36, Tech. Left angle drive by Thelwell. Kicks it, top of the key. Lathan fires it to the near side. Thelwell. 9 to shoot. Drew bounce left block, well extended to Minix. 6 to shoot. Riley fades and fires from 17. Swish!
15 points, 13 rebounds, and we've still got almost 14 minutes to play.
Big basket there extends the lead to 5 for Morehead State at 41-36 with 13:40 left to go. Thelwell dogging Layton out front. Bounce high left, coming out for it. Harvey on Thomas. He'll take it wide right. Back behind him, Wood. Right to left for it. Harvey will take the ball back, and now looks like a Tech player knocked down Wood, and a foul on Thomas, his third, as he fought through that screen a little bit too hard. And for Morehead State, foul number 3 takes us to immediate timeout. 13:29 remains in this ballgame in Cookeville. Morehead State 41, Tennessee Tech 36. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, 2 hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with 2 warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any 2 wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
State up by 5 here at Tennessee Tech with 13:29 left to play in this contest. 41-36 the score. Morehead State 41% from the field, Tech's 39.4%. Tom, this is a Morehead State unit that we talked about being so well connected at Tennessee State the other night. Today, they look a little bit disjointed.
They do, and the energy level just doesn't seem to be quite as high as it usually is. It's not totally flat, but the energy's just not what we've seen of late. And you're going to see that occasionally, but again, this is a Tennessee Tech team that you don't want to overlook anybody, but we know they're undermanned. They've been ravaged by injuries, and it just seems like Morehead State's letting them hang around a little bit and not really putting the pedal to the metal. I'd really like to see the Eagles come out and just try to take control of this game.
Iami, Ricks, Minix, Thelwell, and Lathan for MSU. Davis, Layton, Harvey, Wood, and Sammons for Tennessee Tech. Right hash inbound offensive end for Tennessee Tech. This will be Josiah Davis. Backcourt to Layton across the line, met by Thelwell at the right of the logo. Sammons out to the logo to take the pass to his left. High left, Wood. Wood on the drive, got to the goal, to the baseline. Partially blocked by Ricks, taken off the glass by Zach Iami with the rebound. Morehead State comes down the floor, led by Thelwell.
That was better defensive intensity on that trip.
2-3 zone. High right, Lathan back out to Thelwell. Ricks at the perimeter, near side. Now Thelwell comes back behind him. Alley-oop down low. Slam down by Minix. Good feed by Drew Thelwell with the assist. 17 for Riley. 43-36 MSU. At the right wing, Lathan on the dribble, offensive end. Turns left, comes top of the key, gets to the free throw line, left block. Free throw line back behind him, Harvey. Or check that, Wood. Now Lathan goes down. Morehead State fighting through another screen with another foul.
It's Iami.
And Zach with his third. And some of Zach's fouls are just strange ones and unnecessary ones.
Apparently they want to take a look at this one.
Yeah, I didn't see much there.
No.
For Morehead State, team foul four, by the way. You know, you want to tighten up and not let things in terms of the physicality of the game get out of hand, but at the same time, you want to let the kids play, so to speak.
Right.
Johnson checking in during the break for Tennessee Tech.
And they decide nothing there other than just a common foul. Right call.
Iami, I think, is going to stay out there. Looks like, nope, he will not. He'll come out. Riley Minix will slide to the five spot. Jerome Morton checks in for Iami. New 20 on the shot clock for Tech is they'll have a left baseline inbound. Blocked off. I think that's Wood who will inbound. It is. Looking to the corner, looks inside, goes back to the far corner. Johnson, left hash, Layton. Layton drives around, have a screen, got to the baseline, comes all the way down the baseline to the near corner, and high right, whips it out to Harvey. Harvey knocks down his defender. Morton goes to the right at the arc, and Layton trying to cross over on Ricks, got to the lane, shovels a pass down low. Johnson, reverse layup with the left hand, got it.
Eagles did a phenomenal job defensively until that last 2 or 3 seconds, the breakdown on the penetration.
5-point Morehead lead. The Eagles on offense. Morton out front, left wing Thelwell. Angles in, bounce inside to Minix at the block. They double him. Riley kick out to Thelwell straight away. Morton bounce to the right side to Lathan. He'll drive, run, miss on the 5-footer. Lathan the rebound for Tech. MSU hustles back on defense. Harvey with it now for the Golden Eagles. On Morton to the right block. Triple teamed as he tries to get to the goal, and a foul again on Morehead State. They tried to tie him up. And this foul is on Morton, his second. Drew Thelwell has yet to score in this ballgame, Tom. I think that's critical that he put some points on the board.
He's taken only 3 shots, has yet to try a field goal here in the second half at all. 2 of his 3 shots in the first half were almost out of control on the drive.
Harvey, a free throw up. It'll roll around and go down the drain. Good.
Just very uncharacteristic for Drew Thelwell, what we're seeing from him offensively today. Still distributing. He's got 4 assists, but his shot just isn't right.
Harvey, the next one up and in. So now it's a three-point game. Harvey with 10 points. 43-40, Moorhead with the lead in the basketball. 11:45 to go as Thelwell controls. He'll come right to left across the midcourt line on Layton. A drive to left arc. Back to his right. Straight away, Ricks, far side, Morton. Morton a bounce to his right toward the corner and Minix. Minix doubled back out to Morton at the wing. He'll drive the lane, kick near side, Thelwell. Nine to shoot. Drew comes free throw line. One-on-one with Layton. He'll jump right angle from 10. Missed the iron, hit the glass, and the ball ricochets away to Tech. Wood down low. Layton feeds Rodney Johnson for an easy layup.
Defensive breakdown.
Johnson with four. It's 43-42, Moorhead State by just one. They've led the entire way, and the Eagles want a timeout. And that's a good one. And this is going to be a full timeout, so we'll step out. 11 minutes to play in the ballgame in Cookeville. It's Moorhead State 43, Tennessee Tech 42. I'm Chuck Moraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Tennessee Tech on a 6-0 run has drawn within one of Moorhead State. It's 43-42 and still a bunch of time left in this game, 11 minutes. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Tom Lewis. Moorhead State continuing to struggle and just not looking like the Moorhead State team that we've seen so often this season.
Would passive be a good word?
Yeah, just the energy level, it doesn't look the same. And, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but, you know, hopefully the funk that they're in right now, they'll be able to fight their way out of it.
And I do give credit to Tennessee Tech, too. They're being aggressive. They're forcing the action. They're trying to get to the rim despite being outsized, and I think that's reflected in the free throw discrepancy here in the second half. Moorhead State, through the first 9 minutes, has only tried two free throws in the second half. Tennessee Tech's gotten to the line six times and has made all six. And so they're scoring with the clock stop coming from behind. Both teams shooting about the same percentage, but Tennessee Tech just seems to be the aggressor right now.
Bell off the screen from Minix, right elbow. Ricks, he'll back it up to the top of the lane. Near side, the Lathan bobbled it, got it, 10 to shoot. Lathan swings it back out to Thomas. Right block, Minix, 4 to shoot, 3 to shoot. Baseline, 5-footer, blocked away. Ball knocked away at the baseline. And trying to save it in was Wood. And he didn't need to. He didn't save it in, but it is Tech basketball.
Don't like to see that coming right out of a timeout.
No. Minix comes out. Ayemi back in. Zach will be out there with three fouls. Thomas has three fouls. He's also out there. Layton the other way. Jogs it down. Left-hand dribble. Gets him across the timeline on Drew Thelwell. High left coming out. Harvey returns it. Wide right to Layton. Crossover dribble. Got a free throw line. Right block, Joseph. Triple team back to the near corner. Ball tipped out of bounds. Pass intended for Wood. Tech will keep it with 13 to shoot. Wood inbounds along the right sideline to Davis. 10 on the shot clock. Davis takes it to the baseline on Lathan to the block. Pushes off. Tries to fight up a shot. Dishes it to Johnson in the lane on Miami. Left angle five-footer. He scores it. And Tech will take a one-point lead at 44-43. You play with fire, you get burnt.
There was 1 second left on the shot clock.
Johnson was six. Moorhead offensive end. Lathan, right hash. On the dribble. Working it to his left. Far side Thomas on Johnson. Khalil, right angle drive, jump feed, left corner, Thelwell. Down low, Ayemi over his head and out of bounds. Turnover, Moorhead State, number seven. And the wheels are starting to fall off the cart.
Eagles have gone 3 minutes and 20 seconds without a point. And Tennessee Tech on an 8-0 scoring run.
And they have a chance to add to that. They've got the ball. Riley Minix checks in for Ricks. Late in the other way, down central on Thelwell. Moorhead man-to-man. Layton trying to cross over Thelwell. High left, Harvey. Wide right to Layton. Layton on Thelwell. Bounce inside the lane. Wood kick out far side. Harvey, 13 to shoot. Harvey turns right into Thomas at the free throw line. Comes left of the lane. Bounce baseline. Wide open for the easy layup is Davis. And now it's 46-43.
Eagles just seem to be getting lost on those back cuts by Tennessee Tech.
Near wing, Thelwell. Wide right, Thomas. Far sideline, Lathan. Against the 2-3. Long three straight away. Thomas, and he cans it. He's got 11. Big shot there. We're tied at 46. But you've got to keep it up, and you've got to get some stops at the other end.
Eagles have gone almost 4 minutes without a point. They needed that big time.
Layton on Thelwell to the right arc and back out between the circles. Wood. Wood looking for Layton. Now guarded by Thelwell, left of the lane, fades and fires from 16, nothing but net. 48-46. Tennessee Tech, 8:24 to go. Thelwell inside the line, surveys the Tech zone. Right hash, back for Thomas. To his left between the circles, Minix. Right side, Thomas. Angles in, backs out. Step back three, heel of the iron, no. Rebound tap, right of the lane, Lathan. Clears it to the near side, Thelwell. He'll jump and shoot the three, air ball. And trying to save it in was Khalil Thomas. Can't do it. Ayemi hit the deck along with Tennessee Tech's Harvey. Both okay, no foul either way. Tech with the basketball. With 8:03 to go, Jerome Morton will come in. Drew Thelwell will leave the floor. Thelwell today from the field, nothing of five, and most of those shots have not looked very good.
No.
And I'm being honest with you, and I'm a huge Drew Thelwell fan. Thelwell kind of dejectedly walking toward the end of the Moorhead State bench. Still a lot of game left. Moorhead down by two, Tech with the ball. Layton across the timeline on Morton, who came in. Skips it down the right arc, Davis. Cross court high left to Wood. Wood circles right. Right to left behind him, Davis driving to the right block to the baseline. Kicks it to Wood. Wide right in on Iami. Puts up the 16-footer, and he cans it again.
Boy, he's feeling it right now.
10 points for him. It's a four-point Tech lead. Biggest for the Golden Eagles in this ballgame. 7:30 left to go.
16-3, Tech run.
Thomas left wing out to Minix. Minix between the circles. Near side, Thomas. Thomas outside the arc, 17 to shoot. He'll turn right, far wing, Lathan. Lathan trying to angle in. He'll drive it to the lane. Left of the lane, to block. Double team kick out. Morton straight away. Thomas bobbled. Got it to the right corner. Minix fake. Steps left. He'll shoot the three. In and out, no. Rebound in the lane to Thomas, who got it back out to Morton. High right to Minix. Minix at the right arc. Back to Morton. Jerome. Returns it to Riley. Fades and fires from 18. Rims off. No. Tapped up by Ayemi. Wouldn't go. Rebound knocked away out of bounds. I think it will be MSU basketball as we have a media timeout. 6:53 left to go in Cookeville. Moorhead State trailing Tennessee Tech 50-46. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Well, Moorhead State down at Tennessee Tech with 6:53 left to go, 50-46. Tech has outscored Moorhead State by 10 in the second half, 25-15. When you talk about points in the paint, Tech there 26-22 with a smaller team. Other scores from the OVC all in the second half. Southern Indiana leads over Tennessee State 38-37. SIU Edwardsville trailing at home to UT Martin 75-58. 57-32 Little Rock on Eastern Illinois. Western Illinois leads Southeast Missouri 46-33. Moorhead State after the inbound with 20 on the shot clock. Latham out front. Left to right. Minix out front. Thomas back out for it. High right to Latham. 13 to shoot. Wide left Thomas. He'll step into a three. Rims off. No. Offensive rebound. Minix put back. Yes. 19 points for Minix. MSU back within two. Needs some stops, though, down at the other end.
Absolutely. Tech has hit its last six field goal tries.
Late, just inside the line. Headed to Key, back for the goal, Wood. Wood takes it left of the lane. Feeds it out to Johnson. Looks for the cutting late, not open. Right arc back for Davis. Davis on Latham. Turns left. Left of the lane, into a double team at the block. Leaves it at the baseline for Wood with four to shoot, three to shoot, two to shoot, one to shoot. He'll turn, fire the 15-footer side of the rim. No, there's a stop. Latham the rebound for Moorhead State. Eagles down by two, head down on the attack. Latham at the right sideline against the 2-3 zone. Free throw line, Ricks toward the elbow. He'll take it left of the lane, turn right. Banged into Johnson, lost the handle as he tried to shoot it. A foul on Johnson. Let's see if they send Ricks to the line. Johnson's first, Tech's third.
And yes, they will send Eddie to the foul line.
I like getting the ball inside there.
Yes, absolutely.
Eddie Ricks, 2 points thus far on a field goal, has not shot a free throw yet in this ball game. He does have 5 rebounds and 2 assists on his stat line for this game. He'll stand line left for two. Eddie's first one up and in. Ricks now with 3, 61% at the line on the year. Johnson leaves the ball game. Egbunawe returns for Tech. With 5:49 to go in a 1-point ball game, Tech leads. Ricks with the next one for the tie and off the iron twice and good. He does it.
Eagles are now 6 of 6 from the free throw line.
50-50 to score. Layton brings it down for Tech toward the right corner and Davis. Delwell guards him. Drew back in the ball game. Along the wing, back toward the hash, and Harvey. Harvey on Thomas. He'll turn left, come top of the key, left of the lane in the Minix to the goal with a layup. Missed everything. Tapped up by Wood. No fight for the rebound. Out of bounds. Ball off of, I think, Wood. But I think maybe they're going to give the ball to Tech. Is
yeah,
that right?
I think it actually deflected off of Minix, who was standing either out of bounds or right on the baseline.
New 20 on the shot timer for Tech. Egbunaway, baseline right, will inbound. flips it out toward the corner. Wood catches over his head on Minix, who gives him space in the man-to-man defense. He'll bring it back up the arc, come up top of the lane and toward the left side with the dribble. Hand it there to Harvey. Left angle drive. Got it to the cutting Wood to the goal. Missed it from short range as he cleared everything on the air ball. Minix took down the ball and got it to Fellwell.
We talk a lot about Minix on the offensive end. That was a great low post defensive stand by Riley on that possession.
We're tied at 55 minutes to go. Moorhead with the ball. Morton from the right hash gives it out front to Fellwell. High right to Ricks. He's open for a three. Yes, sir!
That was one he absolutely could not pass up. We've talked about wanting to see the Eagles get it inside, but they sagged so much on Eddie there, he had to take that.
Seven for Eddie, wide open on that three-point shot, and he bags it. Hopefully that gives Moorhead State some life as they take the lead 53-50 with 4:42 left to go, and Tech taking a timeout.
Looks like it'll be a 30-second.
MSU from three-point range, now 7 of 22 in this game. For the year, they shoot almost 35% from three-point land.
They've taken only 7 three-pointers in the second half, so they have tried to get the ball inside with a little more purpose, but still too close for comfort.
53-50, Moorhead State has regained the advantage. 4:42 showing on the game clock.
My, how things can change so quickly in this game. Tennessee Tech had hit 6 straight shots. They've now missed 4 in a row and are scoreless over just 1 second shy of 3 minutes.
As we have time, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Tech with the ball, 26 to shoot, 4:42 to go. Left hash inbound, offensive end, Layton back to Davis at the line as he comes across on Layton. Drives in, right corner, Layton, catch and shoot, 3, side of the rim, no. Layton the rebound, Moorhead State to Fellwell. Boy, that was a quick shot there. I thought they might work the ball a little bit more. Fellwell, wide right. Back to Minix up top. Right hash coming out for it. Latham between the circles. Fellwell, left to right. Wide right, Ricks, 14 to shoot. Fellwell skips it. Left block, Minix. 10 to shoot. Down low, Ricks to the goal. Layup, count it! That's what a feed by Minix.
And that shot was actually being blocked, and Ricks enough strength to still muscle it up and over the rim.
9 points for Ricks, and another timeout by Tech with Moorhead State up 55-50 with 4 minutes to play. Tech is left with 2 timeouts. Moorhead State has 2.
Boy, what an advantage to have a freshman like Eddie Ricks, who is so versatile, Chuck. One possession, he comes down. They sag on him. They leave him wide open. He cans a three-point jumper. Next possession, he gets down low and has enough strength to get up and over the rim with a guy blocking the ball from behind.
Well, you bring up a really good point. He's just a freshman, and he's good now. How good will he be as he progresses through his college career? Yeah. He's 6'7 and 205 pounds. He is going to get stronger and even better.
And we can only hope the transfer portal doesn't gobble him up.
Boy, I tell you, Eddie is just something special. And Moorhead State trying to battle its way to a road victory here today at Tennessee Tech. And you mentioned it. Give Tech some credit. I think we've got a full timeout right here coming. So we'll go ahead and step aside.
Yeah.
We'll step aside. 4 minutes to play, 55-50. Moorhead State leads at Tech on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
4 minutes to play as we're heading toward the stretch drive of this game in Cookeville. Morehead State leads Tennessee Tech. A determined and stubborn Tech bunch, shorthanded, but they're down just by 5, 55-50 to MSU. The Eagles on a 9-0 run over the last 2:38 of this ball game, 3 of their last 3 from the field. Tech, nothing of its last 5 from the field on a scoring drought of 3:41 as Morehead State has turned up the defensive wick.
Yeah, that 0-5 run for Tech comes right on the heels of a 6-6 run. So momentum can definitely change on a dime in basketball.
Sure can. Tech will have the ball, 24 to shoot, right hash inbound, just inside it. It will be Kyle Layton to put the ball in play. He'll drop it back to Davis to the right of the logo, just inside the timeline. Checked by Layton, he'll drive the right arc. Turn back to his left of the free throw line, now toward the left elbow and back out wide left. Guarded by Ricks, he'll try to get to the lane, fake once, twice, no shot there, out to Layton, coming to the top of the lane, right to left. Driving on Thelwell to the baseline. Clears it to the right side. Man wide open for a three ball and put in by Wood.
But that's typically a shot you're more than happy to give up, Chuck. He came into this game just 1 of 9 from three-point range on the year.
Just his second triple of the year. MSU offensive end up by 2. Lathan up top. Off the screen from Minix. Drives left to the lane and back out to the right hash. Thomas down the sideline. Thelwell, 14 to shoot. Right block extended. Minix. Double team to Thelwell, right side for a triple. Nope. Rebound baseline left toward the block, and Layton for Tennessee Tech. They're down by 2 and heading down the floor. Left corner, Wood wide open, but won't take that open look 3. Instead, he'll dribble back up the sideline, flip it out to the line, and Layton. 18 on the shot clock, 2:59 to go. Layton lost his footing, nearly tied up. Wood got the ball toward the free throw line. Look to the baseline, goes to Davis. He'll drive around, take it to the goal, scoop, miss, floor rebound, Thelwell. And Jordan Layton is down and hurt it. And that's why you heard that whistle.
He was down for several seconds. They continued to let him play on as Tennessee Tech had the advantage on offense. But as soon as Morehead State got that defensive rebound, they stopped play.
And they're going to call the trainer Jordan Kelly out along with head coach Preston Spradlin to check on Jordan Layton, who is laying on his back with his arms over his head now, trying to sit up. Hopefully he's okay. Jordan Layton, such a big part of what this MSU basketball team is this season. Now he is in a sitting position, and he'll be helped to his feet. I didn't see what happened, Tom.
No, I did not either, Chuck. It was well away from where the basketball was. Strong side had been the far side of the court, and it happened here on the near side.
And it looks like it's something to do with his right ankle. He'll walk off under his own power with a very slight limp. And hopefully he'll be able to come back in there. Jordan Kelly being very careful in getting him to a seated position before he helped him up.
I don't want to overblow a thing, but you know, Drew Thelwell on that last offensive trip for Morehead State missed another three-point try. He's 0 of 6 today. He's scoreless. He has not gone scoreless in a game this season since the game at Austin Peay back in November.
Morehead State will have Ricks to inbound to go 94 feet. 29 showing on the shot clock, 2:48 to go. MSU leads by just 2, 55-53. Thelwell will bring it across, unopposed across the timeline, met by Layton out front. Minix a screen, now Riley has it between the circles to the right wing, and Morton. Morton clears it back out to Thelwell. Wide right, Ricks. 14 to shoot, Thelwell controls between the circles. Alley-oops it down low. Minix on the catch at the block. Fights his way to the goal. Up and under he goes for the layup and roll off the iron and go in.
And we've got another stoppage in play as Wood is down holding his left ankle.
Riley Minix somehow got that ball with enough English on it to roll over the rim and go in. 21 points for Riley in the ball game, and Minix also with 15 rebounds. Big basket there gives Morehead State the four-point advantage with 2:20 left to go, and Sammons will come in with Wood leaving for Tech as he went down. He's jogging off the floor completely under his own power. I think they want to just have a look real quick before they send him back in. Morehead State will drop inside the midcourt stripe to play defense as Drew Thelwell yells over to Preston Spradlin to ask him for some advice. The ball rolled in. Sammons to Davis, still letting it roll as it comes toward the timeline with the clock stopped at 2:20. Now he picks it up. Davis to his left of the logo toward the top of the arc. To the right, he goes to the baseline to the block. They double him there. Has it knocked away. Stolen by Minix as it was tipped by Morton. Minix dribbles out of trouble and gives it to Thelwell with 2:05 to go. Morehead by four. And Thelwell is fouled out near the logo by Layton. Layton's second foul. Just number four on Tech. It's a foul on the floor, so Morehead State will get an inbound with 2:03 to go, 23 showing on the shot clock. And they take out Sammons and return Wood to the lineup. Talking about Tennessee Tech.
Just to be blatantly obvious, or blatantly honest, that was an awful offensive possession for Tennessee Tech.
Thomas, left hash inbound, drops it into Thelwell. Drew to his right between the circles. Fires it back out. Latham, left to right, Thelwell for the handoff. Drew kicks it, left of the logo. Thomas down the near wing, Latham. Left block extended, Minix. Nine to shoot, eight to shoot. High right, Thelwell, catch and shoot, three, slam! Yes! Drew Thelwell, first bucket of the ball game, and it's a big one. 60-53. Morehead State by seven, 1:35 to go. Tech in the offensive end. Davis wide left, top of the key. Joseph faces up on Ricks. He'll play it down to the hardwood. Left block, jump stop, one-hander. Off the iron, no. Tapped up, no. Ricks pulls down the board for Morehead State. Thelwell with it, 1:20 left to go.
Eagles on a 14-3 run over the last 5 minutes plus now, Chuck.
Thelwell has it inside the line on Layton. Works it high left, down low, Ricks. Fakes a man in the air, has it stripped out of his hands, though, by Harvey. Down the floor to Wood. Wood, left angle drive to the right corner. Layton open, catch and shoot three, and he knocks it down.
Big swing right there.
And now it's a four-point game with 57 seconds to go. Morehead the lead in the ball. Thelwell to the line, tried to get across it. Layton reached around and hacked him on the arm for his third foul. And for Tennessee Tech, number five, it stops the clock with 52.7 seconds to go. Jerome Morton coming in for Jordan Latham. He's still bothered by that ankle issue.
Ed Boonaway just checked in for TTU, replacing Johnson.
Thomas will inbound. Got it to Thelwell, who is being checked right away by Latham. Thelwell, 47 seconds to go, 23 to shoot. Right half, he goes with a dribble. Gets it inside. Ricks lays it up with two hands. It'll roll down the drain. Good. Kennedy foul. Eddie Ricks in the second half has been unbelievable. No points in the first half. All 11 here in the second stanza. That gives Morehead State the six-point advantage with 41 seconds to go. He's also going to get a free throw.
Tennessee Tech coach John Pelfrey wants a timeout, full timeout.
That was a foul, by the way, on Harvey, his third, and for Tennessee Tech, number six. And we'll step aside. Nope, we'll just keep it here, Tom. This late, we'll keep it here. 41 seconds to play in the ball game, and Eddie Ricks continues to come up big for Morehead State in the clutch here in the second half.
He's so fun to watch, Chuck, and his development. He's had flashes all season long, but on this road trip, did some really good things Thursday night at Tennessee State, and then the second half here, he has really been Morehead State's hero. Riley Minix had a huge first half. Khalil Thomas has been a big contributor off and on today, but this second half, Eddie Ricks has kind of put this team on his shoulders, and his 11 points have been absolutely crucial for Morehead State today.
And how about a few minutes, or rather a few seconds ago, Drew Thelwell had not had a field goal all game long, and he buries a three from the wing.
Yeah, so good to see. He had looked, you could just see the body language. He wasn't confident, he wasn't certain, and to get that shot to go, that's big today, but hopefully that's going to carry over and give him a boost of confidence moving forward.
62-56, Morehead State. Tennessee Tech left with one timeout. Morehead State still has two. 41 seconds to go. MSU has a free throw coming. Eddie Ricks will stand line left. We talked about Eddie with 11 points all here in the second stanza.
He's also got 6 rebounds, which is the most he's had since against Alice Lloyd in December.
Ricks stands in, flips, it'll go. Eddie with 12, he'll retreat on defense with his teammates inside the half-court line. As the ball rolled in, Harvey to Davis, who's still letting it roll. Morton coming up toward the timeline. Davis picks it up, now comes across. High left to Harvey, fakes a man in the air. Thomas takes it to the lane, the three-footer off the glass again. 63-58 with 35 seconds to go. Morton fouled as he was trapped in the deep left corner on the inbound. Davis with the foul, his second. That's the seventh. So now Tech has placed Morehead State finally into the bonus with 33.8 seconds to go, and Jerome Morton will stand in line left for 1+1 with his team up by 5. Big chance here for the freshman from Winchester, Kentucky.
Hasn't been to the stripe today. 69% free throw shooter on the year and limited chances.
Jerome is really a likable young man. Free throw up and in.
Right,
now I like him even more.
Yep.
His first point of the day, and he gets some congratulations from his teammates. Morehead State up by 6.
Hit this one, it's a 3-score game.
Morton takes his time, line left, pounds it down, flips with the left hand. Yes, sir. 65-58 MSU. The Eagles hustle back on defense. Here comes Davis driving on Morton. Spin move to the left. Baseline, he tried to get it off the wood. We had the ball knocked away by Ricks, and I think Eddie also may have gotten a piece of him. Nope, it wasn't Ricks with the foul, but Minnix. Only the first on Riley. Number 6 on MSU. This will be a shooting foul situation for Tennessee Tech with Wood line right. Deontay Wood in this ball game with 13 points, his first free throw about to come. His first two, actually. 26 seconds and 3/10 to go. First free throw up and in for Deontay Wood. Morehead State has not shot many free throws in this game. Only 9, but made all 9.
Wood makes this one. He will assume sole lead for his team in points on the day. He's got 14 along with Davis.
Wood squats down, right hand push, free throw through. He makes it. 65-60 MSU. Again, 26.3 seconds to go. Inbounding, Thelwell to Thomas. Layton now hacks Thomas across the arm for a foul, and that's number 4 on Kyle Layton. And Khalil Thomas will take the walk down the floor to shoot a 1+1 line left. Khalil with 11 points, all from the field, 3 triples today. He usually averages about 3 triples per ball game. He's the tops in the OVC in that category.
Definitely one of the guys you want to see at the line in a situation like this. He's only missed 4 of his 21 free throw tries on the year.
81%, 24.1 seconds to go. Thomas steps up. Free throw on the way and good. An even dozen points now for the graduate senior from New Orleans. We'll just say graduate student. Thomas takes his time, launches the next free throw and connects. 13 for Khalil. 67-60 Morehead State. 24 seconds to go. Ricks will provide some backcourt defense to force Tech to actually lob it into Davis instead of rolling it in. Davis on Morton, driving the lane. Tied up by Morton as he got to the lane. Somehow got the ball out straight away to Sammons for a 3. In and out, no. Thomas a rebound. Morehead State fouled immediately. Morton limping as he came out of that pile up under the goal.
I'm not sure what's going on here.
I guess they didn't call a foul. I thought they called a foul.
I did too.
Morton is having a little bit of difficulty. 10 seconds and 7/10 to go. 10.7 seconds to play in the ball game as Tech will take its final timeout. Morehead State is running out of players.
I have no idea what the call was there.
It looked like there was a foul underneath on the rebound. Mort came out of there limping, and they stopped play, and I thought it was because of a whistle and a foul call, but apparently it was because of Morton's problem. Layton also dealing with a bit of an ankle issue. Of course, Deontay Miles has not played today due to his shoulder issue.
Eagles have only played seven players all day.
Well, Morton will be able to continue. Looks like he's okay, and Morton will be out there. Morehead State will face full court pressure. Man-to-man on the inbound. Drew Thelwell, 10.7 seconds to go. The Eagles lead by seven. Ball skipped into Thomas toward the left sideline. Down the floor to Minix all by himself. Here comes Riley. He'll dribble toward the left corner instead of going for an easy 2 points. And he'll finish out this ball game just dribbling along that far wing in the offensive end. And Morehead State comes away with a hard-fought, tough victory here today in Cookeville. The Eagles win their fifth straight, knocking off Tennessee Tech by a final count of 67-60. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis coming back to start our post-game show in a couple of minutes here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to Cookeville, Tennessee, in the Hoopler Eblen Center. Morehead State has to battle, but wins today 67-60 over Tennessee Tech. With that victory, Morehead State has now won five straight, 16 of its last 18 for Tennessee Tech. The losing streak will grow to five games. Morehead State improves to 18-5 overall, 9-1 in the OVC, still holding first place. Tennessee Tech slips to 7-16, 2-8 in conference action. With that win, by the way, just a quick note, Drew Thelwell now has been a part of 87 victories as a player at Morehead State, one shy of the record set just about a decade ago by Terrence Hill. The record is 88. Tom, a tough win against an undermanned Tech team. Morehead State didn't look like itself for most of the day until late. It was almost like a switch was flipped, and all of a sudden the Eagles started to look like the Eagles, and they played very well.
Yeah, down the stretch they definitely did, but it was touch and go for a while. Part of it, I think, was maybe on Morehead State. Part of it, you got to give credit to Tennessee Tech and Coach John Pelfrey. I mean, they are in a tough spot right now, undermanned, injuries galore. But, boy, did they come out to play today and gave Morehead State absolutely all it wanted and then some. But give the Eagles credit for down the stretch finding the will and the energy and the execution that they needed to finally put this one away.
Well, sometimes you have to win without your best fastball, yeah. And Morehead State had to do that today.
Not sure they had their best fastball, curveball, or changeup today, but it was enough.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a doubleheader sweep for Morehead State's basketball teams, because we'll also point out that along with the men's victory at 67-60, the Morehead State women beat Tech 65-53. When we come back, we'll be running down all the numbers, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank, right here as we continue the postgame report on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA bonus pork loin chops are just $1.99 a pound. Dole salad blends are only $3. Four banquet pot pies are just $5. And the large 24-ounce container of Our Family cottage cheese is only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, Morehead State, a winner and a tough one at Tennessee Tech today, 67-60, the final. And let's go ahead and run down all the numbers. And we go behind the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Tennessee Tech, they had three players in double figures for this ball game. Deontay Wood, their Swiss Army knife, led the way with 15. Josiah Davis had 14, 12 points for Javis Harvey, 8 points Kyle Layton, 7 points for Daniel Egbunawe. Rodney Johnson chipped in 4. Riley Sammons played but did not score. Tech 22 of 51 from the field, 43.1%, 5 of 10 from beyond the arc. At the free throw line, 11 of 14. Morehead State won the rebounding battle, 38-24. Tech with 5 offensive boards to go along with 14 assists, just 4 turnovers, 5 steals. Checking the Morehead State ledger, 3 players also in double figures. Riley Minix, a game-high 21 points, 13 points for Khalil Thomas. Eddie Ricks, 12 points all in the second half, and all of them seem to come at crucial times. Zach Iemi, 8 points today. Jordan Lathan with 8, 3 points. Drew Thelwell, 2 points. Jerome Morton, MSU, 24 of 56 from the floor, 42.9%. From outside the arc, 33% at 8 of 24. perfect from the free throw line, 11 of 11. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 38-24. Morehead State with 12 offensive boards. Riley Minix, in addition to his 21 points, 15 rebounds. So he led the team in that category, also notching double-double number 10 of the season and number 68 of his collegiate basketball career. Morehead State passing out 17 assists, 7 by Drew Thelwell, just 8 turnovers, 3 steals. Morehead State wins it today at Tennessee Tech, 67-60. We'll come back to talk to Coach Preston Spradlin right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Welcome back to the Eblen Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. Morehead State battles to win over Tennessee Tech 67-60. I'm Chuck Mraz with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. We were just talking off the air. Man, this was a fist fight today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly what it was. And you got to give Tennessee Tech so much credit because they're undermanned, as we talked about in the pregame. They got a number of guys out, and they've got guys just stepping up. And John did a great job here today, changing his defenses up and doing some things, just keeping our guys a little bit off balance there. And he made some really nice adjustments. But we needed that. You know, we really needed that, Chuck, because we've had some games that I don't want to say come a little bit easier, but we didn't have to finish games like that, okay? And so found ourselves down. They made a run, and, our guys didn't flinch. And a win like that, obviously, it puts you one in the win column. It helps those standings or whatever. But, you know, you've been doing this a long time. It is so extremely valuable for our team, and especially how about those young guys, Drone Morton and Eddie Ricks, and the experience they got, because they haven't played in a game like that this year or in their college career, and that's just so valuable. And they did a phenomenal job stepping up because they weren't great in the first half, you know, and there was, you know, some things defensively they didn't do a great job with, challenged them at halftime, and boy, they grew up in a hurry and really played well.
Absolutely. And you know, the energy level didn't look the same most of the game. We talked about it. We talked about how connected you guys play in general. And we saw that the other night at Tennessee State, and it didn't seem to look like that for most of the game. But all of a sudden, there was like a switch late in the game that flipped. And it was just back to, you know, business as usual.
It was, yeah. You know, we were tired. When we got a little tired, our veteran guys, they make some silly mistakes, right? You know, they forget that the guy that they're guarding is a non-shooter and to be a big helper, or they forget the guy they are guarding is a great shooter and you got to fight over with them and little things like that. And so, obviously you're playing on the road, and when you make those types of mistakes and those are loud baskets that your opponent makes, puts a little bit of pressure on you coming down here to execute. And again, it goes back to the, you know, tricky zone to man, whatever it was that they were doing the entire night and switching back and forth. All that kind of wears on you. But at some point, as you just mentioned, you got to find it, right? You got to figure it out. And you got to say, all right, we're going to find a way to win this basketball game. And that's what great teams do. And I don't throw that out there very often, but I feel like we got a really great team, Chuck.
When you got down late in the ball game and you called your team over and had a chance to chat with them, was it about motivation or about the fundamentals of what you want to do out there or both?
Yeah, it wasn't motivation. They don't need that. This group wants to win, right? They just got a little rattled, and so it's just reminding them, hey, like this is, we work on this, right? We put ourselves down. We understand what it means to get consecutive stops, to finish possessions, making easy plays. Let's be great with our execution. This was working nicely earlier. Let's go back to it. And then, you know, at the end of the day, we get a shot on the rim. You got to attack the glass. You got to get in there. That's what, Eddie Ricks did. That's what Khalil got in there and got a couple that were huge for us. Riley obviously got a couple. But, they found a way to will themselves. It wasn't, we didn't draw it in the basket. There wasn't anything special on that board I was drawing on. It was just our guys, really just digging in deep and finding something special to win this one.
Yeah, you had a guy with only 3 points today.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, early on and through most of the game, just didn't look very confident in taking his shot. And talking about Drew Thelwell, he's pushing the ball. He's not really looking like he wants to take the shot. Late in the game, when you need a basket, though, he buries a three.
Yeah, it's evident. I don't know, he just kind of got it in his head. And here's the thing, right? It comes from a very good place. He's tops in the country in assists. He enjoys serving his teammates and getting them shots, and he loves to win that way. But we had been telling him over the last couple of weeks, hey, man, like you're going to have to go score some for us because of the way they're playing, because of how good you are at facilitating and getting assists. People know that's a big key to why we win. So when they take that away, you're going to have to go score the ball. And he didn't like hearing it a couple times because then it started to come from his teammates. He passed open some really good looks, inside-out threes is what, that we don't pass those up. And, boy, we came into a timeout, and his teammates were ripping into him. Come on, we need you to shoot that. And then he missed one, and then he steps back up after an air ball and buries one. And did it put us up five at that point? I think Eddie had a big basket, and then that. And that really turned the tide. But it was very fitting because it's something that's important and needed for our team.
Yeah, and just kind of looking at things, we knew that the rebounding would probably go your way today. But, again, the defense at the end, when you needed to get back in the ballgame, that was the key, just stopping them because they'd hit, I think, six shots in a row. All of a sudden, though, we went back to seeing the Morehead State defense we always see, and the rebounding was outstanding.
Yeah, and talk about some of the shots that they're hitting, okay? Got to give Deontay Wood credit, but the kid's made two career threes, both of them, against us, okay? And, we're not going to change our approach. We're not going to go up there and guard him because he does so many other things really well that you just can't press up on him on the perimeter. But give him credit. We didn't do a great job with our ball screen coverage. We were a little bit low, and he gets some kind of short rolls at the elbow where that he is really good. He is really effective. And so, those were the big loud baskets we're talking about, right? Because that's usually not something that he's known for doing. And so when he does that, it energizes his team. But thankfully, with our group, it didn't break our spirit, didn't break our focus, and we said, hey, you can't make enough of those to beat us. Let's do what we do. Let's stay the course. Let's win the game, and that's what we did.
Speaking of doing what he does, Riley Minix, it just seems like a double-double machine. His 10th double-double of the season, 21 points, 15 rebounds. Just a great player.
Two assists, got a steal in there. Come on, man. He's a real player. Even in a game like tonight where they're really just changing it up defensively and they're saying, hey, we're not going to let you guys run the stuff, but you get these guys the ball in their spots and get the shots that they're great at. He finds a way, because he's the best player on the court every night, to go and do that right there. And so, he's something. He's a special player, and I tell you, I thank God every day he's on our team.
Well, from here, you return home, get a chance to get back to the house, rest a little bit, play on your floor Thursday night on ESPNU at 9 o'clock against SIU Edwardsville and, of course, Eastern Illinois on Saturday, but focusing on a very good SIUE team that got you at their place.
They did, and you know, our guys remember that. That was an important game for us. We lost it, but we learned a lot about ourselves, and that one was on national television. It was on the other side of the spectrum, though. It was a coffee game. This is a late-night game here at 9, so you know, we're going to have to make sure that we get a good nap in. We have a good week of practice. Got to get healthy, you know. We'll see, you know, get Deontay back. It's going to be really important for us. And you know what, before I say that, Chuck, I got to give a shout-out to Zach Iemi. Some phenomenal things, right? You know, and I just remembered we praised him in the locker room right there. But, man, he was really good tonight. He got, you know, two offensive rebounds, you know, 8 points, 2 assists, couple dunks, and man, he was just so good, and that's extremely valuable because he hadn't been getting those opportunities. We hadn't been relying on him to do that because of how good Deontay and Riley have been. Well, now we just got something new, right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to put as much pressure on Deontay once we get him back, because that was, you know, Zach's really responded, and man, that was huge. But yeah, big game, big week for us. Need our fans to be out there. I believe it's going to be Greek night. So we're going to have all our fraternities, all our sororities are going to be there. It's going to be rocking. You know, I want to have a great showing of just how special of a place and how great our home court advantage is on national television.
Well, I'm glad you said something about Zach. Really, he does deserve the kudos for how well he did play today, and we're looking forward to Thursday night against SIUE, my friend. Congratulations on today's win.
Thanks so much.
Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin, I'm Chuck Mraz. We'll come back for the final segment of the postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Welcome back to Cookeville. Moorhead State wins 67-60 over Tennessee Tech. Time now to name our MSU player of the game. Again, Riley Minix, the graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. Outstanding ball game. His 10th double-double of the season, 21 points, 15 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal in this ball game in over 37 minutes of play. Riley Minix, our MSU star of the game. Taking a look at some of the other scores from around the OVC as we pull those up. About 8 minutes to go in Nashville. Tennessee State leads Southern Indiana 63-55. UT Martin ran away from SIU Edwardsville at Edwardsville 90-79. Western Illinois remained a game behind first-place Moorhead State. The OVC standings with a 76-55 victory at Southeast Missouri. Little Rock rolled by Eastern Illinois in Charleston, 71-47. Our next broadcast of Moorhead State basketball Thursday night, SIU Edwardsville providing the opposition in both games, the women's and the men's contest. Women's game will start at 6, Tom, with the pregame show to start at 5:45. I'll begin the men's pregame show at 8:45 with the tip scheduled for 9 o'clock. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer. Another outstanding job, Mr. Ian Corbin, and also to my broadcast partner, Tom Lewis. I'm Chuck Mraz, reminding you, final score from Cookeville, Moorhead State, 67, Tennessee Tech, 60. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead,
Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.